our care.
Savambia, you help make Savannah Premium Cider number one cider worldwide. Amalevos. That means you know greatness when you taste it. Savannah Premium Cider is crisp, dry perfection in a bottle. So grab a Savannah and let's all say cheers to the world's number one cider. Ranked by IWSR in 2024. Sipped locally, loved globally. Savannah, it's dry, but you can drink it. Alcohol is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto IMZ, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines are: PF warns members against premature campaigns. Two people die as five others are injured in Ruangwa Bridge market accident. And in global news, Iran warns that it will target UK, US and French bases in region if they help defend Israel. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Patriotic Front Cobo Belt Provincial Chairperson Stadi Mwale has cautioned party members against engaging in premature campaigns for positions, warning that those found doing so will face suspension. Mr. Mwale has urged party members to rally behind the party's chosen candidates when the time comes for choosing leaders and not tolerate individuals taking advantage of the current situation. Speaking at a memorial service for late former President Edgar Lungu in Indola this afternoon, Mr. Mwale emphasized the importance of unity, discipline, peace and love within the party. He has further urged members to adhere to party guidelines and avoid actions that could undermine unity and cohesion.
Twigatane as a province iintsindi abalwani abafaya okonaula epo abafaya ukwingirira. I'm urging all the structures under me, all the structures under me in this province, let us refuse to people who bring confusion. Tell them that we are united and you are solidly under the provincial executive led by me. She left by a confusion. Apatukirira, it is a period of mourning. We don't want confusion. We don't want people to start campaigning and positioning themselves in taking over.
Meanwhile, PF Secretary General Rafael Nagajinda said that there should be no room for confusion within the party, noting that the party has experienced similar situations before and has learned valuable lessons.
The responsibility is ours to learn lessons from what has happened in the past. If there were mistakes made in the past, it's only wise that you don't make those mistakes when such a thing occurs again. As Secretary General, is to make sure that there is unity in the party.
Two people have died while five others sustained injuries after a fatal road traffic accident along the Great East Road at Luango Bridge Market. The accident, which occurred yesterday around 16:30 hours, involved a Toyota Hilux and a Senna truck, which lost control due to excessive speed, hitting market tables and pedestrians before colliding with the stationary Toyota Hilux, property of Zambia Revenue Authority, which was extensively damaged. Police spokesperson Raya Monga says that the deceased have been identified as Violet Mwanza, 19, and Margaret Mwanza, 17, both from Nyango Village. Mr. Hamonga says the injured include Evelyn Mwale, who sustained a fractured left leg and deep cut on the right leg, Regina Mwanza, Doreen Daka, Elizabeth Njovu, and Daniel Nyangu, who all sustained slight injuries. He says the injured are currently admitted at Katundwe Mission Hospital in Luangwa, Feira, while the bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the Katundwe Mission Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem and burial.
Involved in the accident was a Toyota Hilux registration number CAA 4103, the property of Zambia Revenue Authority, which was stationary parked facing east. The vehicle was extensively damaged. It was being driven by Mayor Kelvin Wuke, age 59, of house number 559, Minod Chongwe District, who complained of pain in his right arm. Also involved was a Sino truck registration number AIC 8354 and trailer BAD 5610T, the property of Shine Carriers, which had its horse and left side damaged. It was being driven by Mayor Alinoti Mutangama, age 28, of a known house number in Garden Compound in Lusaka. He did not sustain any injuries. On board the truck was a passenger, a female passenger by the name of Ruth Daka, age 38, of Chipembe Village, Nyumba District, who sustained slight injuries, along with her child, a female juvenile, age 4, who was in head.
Some visiting chief executive officers from energy regulators across Africa have urged the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to work tirelessly in resolving some challenges facing the energy sector. Speaking after a peer-to-peer tour at Kafue Gorge Power Station today, Eswatini Energy Regulatory Authority chief executive officer, Skumbuzo Tabenze, says ERB has capabilities to do more to resolve the current power deficit. Mr. Tsabenze observes that refining some regulatory frameworks is key to meeting this demand.
We actually found that Zambia actually has fairly good systems, particularly in certain elements of the regulation. The general view was that there is still a little bit more that Zambia still needs to do in the space of regulation. Our role was not necessarily to benchmark. It was a combination of us to identify the gaps objectively in the absence of the host regulator.
Meanwhile, Deputy Director General of Cameroon Agency Regulation of Sector Electricity, Honore Demono Tapamo, challenged ERB to take key steps that focus on tariffs being harmonized for a better sector.
I think that the system will be financially sustainable if something is done to have a cost-reflective tariff. And that is the main thing in the sector, because when the sector don't have a cost-reflective tariff, the sector will not have money to tackle the problem it has. And even the problem of indebtedness of the company ZESCO that we have been talked about, I think that can be solved with this cost-reflective tariff.
The peer-to-peer energy sector visit is part of six African countries, which include Zambia, Zimbabwe, Eswatini, Cameroon and South Africa, to review some policies in the energy sector. Community Action Against Corruption, CASC, says that the continued absence of legislation compelling political parties to disclose their sources of funding is a major obstacle in the fight against corruption in Zambia. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the lack of legal provisions to enforce financial transparency among both ruling and opposition political parties undermines efforts to promote accountability in the political system. Mr. Tembo has charged that an undisclosed donations, often made under the guise of support from well-wishers, are usually